broadcasting live from Virgin Radio HQ, Dubai Media City, to the UAE. This is
The Chris Fade Show.
The Chris Fade Show.
Live on Virgin Radio 104.4.
The one, the only Chris Fade.
Hello there. I am not Chris Fade, but that's okay. I'm Big Rossi, and that's Pretty Malik over there. How are you doing, Pretty Malik?
Good morning. How are you?
Very good, thank you. Very good. Had a nice weekend. Look at those elbows there.
What's happening?
I got burnt on a towing device on a boat yesterday.
How'd you do that, love? Rope burn?
I was holding on for dear life, and I've burnt myself like on the inflatable for some reason.
Ugh.
I landed on my daughter as well, which was a highlight.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, my daughter, who probably weighs about 15 kilos, maybe not even that.
You landed on her?
Landed on top of her. Went over a bump and then went up in the air and landed on little old Annie.
Is she okay?
She was terrified about going on it, and then that happened.
So she's never going to go on it again?
Yeah, don't think so. I think she's scarred for life, and she's now got a fear of inflatables in water. Well, there you go.
Oh, you mean like those little donut things?
Well, it's like a couch that you got towed behind.
Oh.
And then it skids you left and right.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Those things are, they throw you around.
Yeah.
There's no like cruising on those things.
No. So that was interesting. That was a highlight for me.
You are so red.
I know. I didn't put any suntan lotion on.
Rossi, sunscreen is essential.
I know. Wear sunscreen, kids. Yeah, I'm burning my neck here.
Oh my gosh, I've never seen you this red.
DJ Lobster, I don't know what it was, but we all burnt yesterday, even if we did put some tan lotion on. I think it was in Jebel Ali, there's a hole in the ozone layer, like Australia or something.
No, it was just hotter. I think this weekend it was just sunny, bright, hotter. Summer's creeping in.
It's on the way.
It's creeping in.
I went
in.
Out with the lads on the Vespers, that was nice.
That's nice.
Yesterday, what did you get up to?
I went to the dentist.
Oh, fun on the weekend.
Everyone, get your teeth checked. Yeah.
Did you go to somewhere where we get direct billing?
No.
Paying claim?
Yeah.
Oof.
I know, it's a
rookie
process.
Rookie mistake.
Well, you got to find someone that...
You like?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's the verdict on the dentist trip?
Oh, don't even. It's a long process.
Is it? You got a lot to do then?
A lot to do, Rossi. A lot of money, a lot to do.
I think I need to do it before I go back to the UK because... Mothers always judge you by your teeth. They look at your teeth.
What? Stop.
Doesn't yours do that?
No.
Oh, mine does.
Is that a British thing?
Yeah, maybe. My mum takes care of her teeth, so she doesn't want me to have dodgy teeth.
You've got good teeth.
No, I haven't. They're a bit crooked. I need to wear a brace. Got given an Invisalign.
Oh, yeah, you wore it for like 5 days.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah, you wore yours. Yours was good,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
One, two, smile. Anyway, we've got a great show this morning. We've got loads of prizes to give away. How about an overnight stay worth 1,999 dirhams in it like a dome?
Oh, that sounds amazing.
We'll do that later on.
This hour, we're sending you to Expo City Dubai as well for Ramadan.
Nice. We're going to ask you, who would you like to give an iftar to? What family member would you like to do that to?
Oh, that's
who
nice.
Needs it? Let's kick off the show right now. Hope you're doing well for your Monday morning Chris Fade Show, 7:12 right now. How is Chris? I haven't really spoken to him.
Chris was busy hanging out with Kim Kardashian, Ben Affleck, Jennifer Lopez.
I mean, he was in the same room, yeah.
He was right behind Kim Kardashian, so therefore in all the paparazzi photos.
Don't want to know. No, they were at basketball, weren't they? So Chris was sitting the row behind Kim.
Yeah, which is pretty cool.
I could just imagine Chris like showing the photo from when he was like a little bit overweight in 2012 when we met her. Look, I met you before. It's me. He was on stage at one point. I remember it was the launch of millions of milkshakes
in the
UAE,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and Chris Jenner was there too.
Chris Jenner was here, and it was something going on at the Atlantis. I seem to remember. I'm sure it was at the Atlantis.
Yeah, it was at the Atlantis, correct?
Right. I walked out the room for just a moment, and when I came back in, Chris Fade is standing on the stage next to Kim Kardashian and Kris Jenner.
Yeah.
And it looked like he was part of the family. I'm like, how does this happen to him?
I don't know.
Like, how'd you get up there?
I don't even remember how he got up there. Oh, Shiraz. It was Shiraz.
Probably Shiraz, yeah.
It was Shiraz, because Shiraz is the one who brought Kim Kardashian here.
It's not what you know, it's who you know. How was everyone's weekend? Nala, say hi, Nala.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How was your weekend?
My weekend was very chill.
No, yeah.
It's always please. She was fancy this weekend. It was chill.
What do you mean?
No,
what,
but where'd you go?
I went on Saturday with my parents.
Doesn't matter.
And their friends to Namos. Ooh, however,
fancy.
I think now because it's Ramadan, everything is so chilled out. So we just sat there.
Yeah. No, not so much like entertainment. It's more
No, of course, but it's still fancy.
Yeah.
Our girl is bougie.
Not me.
Well, now look at you.
I went to it once, and I remember my friends and I had to check the menu, like, because it was a birthday. So we had to check a menu a week before, and we started planning on what to eat that would be the cheapest.
Oh,
that's a true story.
I remember those days of doing that, man. Looking it up beforehand, knowing, okay, so these are the dishes that I can have.
Pasta?
And these are the ones that I cannot.
Well, I still do that now. Yeah. Hey. Did he take entertainer down there? This is the fifth time I've mentioned entertainer this week. But how was your weekend, Pretty?
It was good.
Just chilled.
Yeah.
Dentist
dinner.
Yeah.
I had so many. You know when you just have like so many things that are on your to-do list and your to-do list is suddenly 17 pages?
Yeah.
That was me. So I've culled about three things off that list now.
When are you?
That's good.
You're going back to New York,
yes.
Right? What date are you going back?
Next Friday night, I fly out.
Oh, right. So next Friday. Yeah, because a lot of the schools, this is their last week now, and they're breaking up as well.
Oh, really?
For 3 weeks. 3 weeks they're getting off.
Really?
For what?
Well, because...
Wait, this week? You're saying next week?
This week is the last week for my kids in school.
So for your kids are in British curriculum?
Yeah.
So this is for British curriculum
so,
schools.
So what is it? Is it...
spring break?
Is it? Yeah, it must be spring break, is it? Or something. Yeah, it's not half term, I don't think. Is it? I don't know.
Asking the wrong two people here.
I know. I don't know what the actual term for the break is. But yeah, because of Eid is happening...
Well, they're saying this time Eid might be a week-long break.
Well, it is, yeah.
It falls on a Monday.
We got an email from the school saying that the teachers are having the Monday off, so they've got the whole week off.
Yeah, but they haven't announced it yet, so we don't know. They're just giving. They're being generous.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish that would they give us a week here.
It's possible. We do pretty well here with our Eid breaks.
We do. We do, yeah. So I'm off to the UK. I'm looking forward to that. Got a Airbnb around the corner from my house because I don't want to stay with my parents anymore.
He gets into arguments. Well, it's better for the relationship. No, it's better
my
for
mother,
the relationship.
She accused me of breaking the toilet the other time, and after that,
did you though?
Yeah, well, that's by the by.
There you go.
I come for the gossip.
My daily dose of Hollywood.
Pretty Malik gossip.
Peace out, home fries.
On Virgin Radio.
Well, she gives us the gossip knowledge here as well. Are we ready to hear Pretty Malik's gossip?
Of course.
Let's
my
go.
Favorite part. Okay, so in honor of International Stiff Person Syndrome Awareness Day this weekend, Celine Dion posted a rare Instagram update. We really do not see Celine Dion in the public eye anymore. She shared a photo with her sons and she wrote, "Trying to overcome this autoimmune disorder has been one of the hardest experiences of my life, but I remain determined to one day get back onto the stage and to live as normal of a life as possible." We love you, Celine.
Get well soon.
Can you imagine? I don't even want to think about it. Celine Dion, we love you.
Okay. I'm just researching stiff person syndrome now.
It's so rare.
Yeah.
It's so rare that they don't even have a lot of like research.
Muscle stiffness and painful spasms.
Yeah, so
come and go and worsen over time.
And her sister was saying at one point that she was having spasms where she couldn't really sing because of that.
Well, like, it gives you double vision and slurred speech.
So yeah, it was pretty difficult for her,
wow.
But we're glad to see that she's doing okay.
Get well soon.
The sparks are flying between Bradley Cooper and Gigi Hadid. I still find this couple a little bit strange.
Yeah.
They attended a birthday dinner in New York City. The PDA was strong. He's 40, she's 28. I mean, they both have kids, so
is
I feel
he
like
40?
Yeah.
Oh, he's younger than me. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nah. He looks older.
He looks older. Well, he's more mature than me, but that's not hard. Anyway.
No, he looks older. But I'm just like, oh, I don't know. Are we okay with that, Gigi Hadid and Bradley Cooper?
Well, like, he was with Ronaldo's ex-girlfriend, right?
Yes.
Which one?
Are you talking about Bradley Cooper here?
Yes,
still?
yes.
Arena Shayk.
Yes, Arena Shayk. They have a child together. I keep forgetting that Arena Shayk was with Ronaldo.
So, like, is she a lot younger, like Gigi Hadid?
No, she's in her 30s.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, she's in her 30s. But, you know, Gigi Hadid is a mom, too, and I think maybe they bond over
like
that situation. But also
40.
Bradley... No, it's like 40's too old.
I can't imagine
what's
myself...
that face for?
I can't imagine myself with someone who's like 35, let alone 40.
She's, you know.
Sorry to all the 40-year-old listeners listening right now.
It's not old. I never
How old are you again?
I'm 26, but I never said 40's old, but like to date 40's, nah. Nah.
I don't think Basma agrees with that
one. Basma's engaged to a 28-year-old, so she can't comment anymore. She's not allowed.
Yeah, not allowed to comment.
She's not allowed to comment anymore. Okay, Taylor Swift, Nala, you'll be happy about this, has become the first female artist in Spotify history to have 10 solo songs with over 1 billion streams each, and that is all done by Nala.
Queen!
And my kids, yeah.
Yeah. All done collectively in this room, 1 billion streams, so congratulations to her.
Well done, Taylor.
And finally, who is the Entertainer of the Year? What I think one name that has been on everyone's mind recently has been Usher. So at the NAACP Awards this weekend, he went home with the Entertainer of the Year and the President's Award, and he dedicated both honors to his mom.
And when we first started, it was even harder for a mother to believe in the dreams that I had, being raised without a father. It was a lot, but she was more defined. If anyone deserves it more than anybody, it's her. The tenacity that it took to look within a male-dominant industry and believe in your son unwaveringly, and no matter how hard those boardrooms may have been, she didn't have the experience. Because of that, I have this moment. So first and foremost, Mom, I want you to know how much I really love, appreciate, honor, recognize, appreciate you.
Aw.
Well, there he is, Usher.
Isn't that nice?
Dedicating it to his mom.
Hey, aww. Just a reminder, it's Mother's Day in the UAE on Thursday.
Yes.
Get your gifts
is
for
it?
Your moms.
Yes.
Yes.
Ah.
Just a reminder.
I know. It's confusing, though, because we just celebrated on Mother's Day in the UK.
For UK and for the States, our Mother's Day's not till May.
Well, it should be Mother's Day every day. Oh, cringe. Hit us with your tag, pretty.
Peace out, home fries.
Time to play the game show within the show.
Well, Chris is away on holidays. Steve Harvey was not available after I texted him, so I am here to host the game show within the show.
This is a very exciting day for you, Russ. Sorry.
Thank you. This always wants to be a game show host, and today it's come true, so here we go. What I'm going to do is I'll play some clips of some songs. They're from 2011.
Okay.
You have to tell me the name of the artist and the name of the song.
Okay, ready.
Very easy. You ready, Nala?
Ready.
How old were you in 2011?
That's too hard to...
Question one, incorrect. No, here we go. Okay, song number one, let's go. Who is this then for your song number one? It's short. Nala's looking confused.
I know. Stop talking.
Sorry. It's just that, you know... Dada on the radio is a crime.
Oh my God.
Just play one more time without saying anything.
Don't
please.
Talk.
Wow.
Okay, got it.
Nala's looking lost there.
I have no idea.
Ready?
No idea?
I was thinking Miley Cyrus for a second, but no.
Okay, that is song number one. All right, song number two.
Wait, don't you want, you need the answer.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait.
I need the answer.
Yeah.
What's your answer, pretty?
It's Adele, Rolling in the Deep.
Oh, yes, it is.
What did you write?
I wrote nothing.
Nothing. The actual answer is...
We could have had it all. Good job, Chris.
Sing it. Rolling in the deep. What a song that is, by the way.
So good.
All right, song number two. Here we go.
I know things, but I don't know artist names.
Please don't sing.
Come on.
Like a cartoon character sometimes, honestly. Here we go.
Yes, you just
looking for the artist. Now, this is a difficult one.
Pretty
Malik's feeling confident there.
I think I
Nala's taking all day long.
I forgot the artist, though. I know the go, pretty.
Can Nala get 0 out of 5?
Nala, go.
What's
I know
your answer?
The Pumped Up Kicks, but I don't know the artist.
Okay.
Pumped Up Kicks, Foster the People.
Foster the People. Correct.
Correct. Pretty Malik destroying
run,
it.
Better run, go, pretty.
2-0. All right, song number three.
Oh, I know this song. Play.
Do you think you're pretty?
Stop, why would you do that? Got it. I got it.
You're pretty.
Stop, I got it.
Any makeup on.
Stop.
I know. Okay, got it.
Now I forgot the name of the song because he doesn't stop talking.
Continue singing it.
Me.
Okay, got it. Her. Yeah, okay. You keep talking over the song.
I'm trying to help you.
Don't help us. We got
Artist untitled, please.
Okay, go, Nala.
Your
Katy
answers.
Perry, Teenage Dream.
No.
What's your answer?
Kelly Clarkson, Since You've Been Gone.
It is Katy Perry, Teenage Dream. Oh! Make me feel
Good
like you're living up. Wow, well done, 2-1.
Why did I think it was Kelly? Oh, I know why. Okay.
Since You've Been Gone, maybe you thought it was that. Okay, here's song number 4. I
like to dance.
Just Nala singing.
You'd rather have that than me talk, right? Okay, here we go. I want to dance.
Rossi, hold on.
And on and on and on.
I'll tell you.
It goes on and on and on.
Keep going.
Okay, good. Son, okay.
I throw my sandwich in the air sometimes. Saying hey.
Got it.
I wanted mayo. Okay.
Did you do a parody of this?
Yeah.
Tayo Cruz, Dynamite.
What are you
saying? And I don't know who the artist is.
Okay. Pretty Malik has got it.
Woo!
3-1 to the Malik. It is Tayo Cruz and Dynamite.
I'm bad with artists. I'm good with names.
Saying ayo, I wanted mayo. Finally, song number 5.
Okay.
Here we go.
What the?
I know it's
Britney Spears, but I don't know the name of the song.
Yeah. I don't know.
Is it Till the World Ends?
What are you asking me for? Right,
that's my answer. Britney Spears, Till the World Ends.
Is that your answer? Lately,
I don't know. Britney Spears.
This might be one of her worst songs.
Britney Spears is correct, but the song title is I Wanna Go.
Oh, I Wanna Go. This was not a good song.
What happens when you get Basma to choose the songs then, ladies and gentlemen? She chooses songs from 2011 that charted at number 39. There you go. So, the scores, after all of that, Pretty Malik is victorious.
Whoa!
Well done. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You know your songs from 2011. How do you feel?
Mostly, I feel victorious, but also Nala was probably about 5 years old when these songs came out, so I don't know if it's an actual victory.
Okay.
Rumors.
Pretty Malik Gossip
on Virgin Radio.
Pretty Malik's Gossip. What's going on?
Okay, Northwest has done her first on-camera interview about her upcoming debut album, Elementary School Dropout. Just a reminder, Northwest, Kanye and Kim's daughter.
Yep.
She's 10 or 11 years old. She spoke to this other 13-year-old. This 13-year-old girl, she's so great. Her name is Jazzy. She runs like her own little network called Jazzy's World TV.
Like on YouTube and stuff.
Yeah, and on TikTok and stuff like that. Hey, she's 13. She's doing it. So she got the exclusive with Northwest about her upcoming album. Have a listen.
How do you feel about coming out with your own album now? And what can everyone expect? And when is it going to drop? Because we're all very excited.
It's going to be great.
When is it going to drop?
Like, I don't know.
Okay. Are there going to be any kind of collabs with your dad on there?
Maybe. We don't know yet.
All right, I like the mysterious vibe you got going on there. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Just kids. I mean, Northwest obviously not giving us a lot of information about our upcoming
album. Wonder where that was.
Rolling Loud.
Okay.
Rolling Loud, California.
Is that like a festival?
Music festival, yeah.
Wow. I wonder if Northwest was at the basketball game. No,
it was Kim and her sons, I think, that were at the game.
Because Chris was there, right?
Correct, yeah. And
Chris
Fade. North was maybe... North. I don't think North was there.
Hanging out with Daddy, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Okay, let's talk about the person who's in $50 million worth of debt.
Mm.
And that is a surprising name by the name of Bruno Mars. Apparently, he has a $50 million gambling debt at the MGM in Las Vegas. If you didn't know...
Bruno's been living in Vegas since 2016. He has a residency with the MGM. He's been doing a residency for that long and set to continue until the end of this year. And this new report claims that despite making $90 million a year, Bruno Mars still has a $50 million debt because he has a gambling issue.
I can't believe that. So you know what he said? He said this.
Wait, he's got a joke. I'm not done.
Oh, no. I need the bit where he says, I want to be a billionaire.
Okay. I'll just wait.
I want to be a billionaire so freaking bad.
So true. He needs to be $50 million debt at a casino.
And he's making $90 million a year. So after taxes, let's say he makes $60 million a year. But now he's just opened up like a new kind of lounge bar type place in the MGM as well. So I wonder if he's just been going to be contracted to be there for more and more years because he owes them so much money.
Well, that's like what happened to Elvis Presley, wasn't it?
He owed money, so he just
got,
stayed there.
He got like tied down, yeah?
Yeah, so I think... because who does a residency from 2016? It's nearly 10 years of a residency.
Oh, Bruno, get the help, man. Because that's a bad place to be stuck there.
Exactly.
It's just like completely wasting money.
Exactly.
I'm glad I've stayed away from it. I've got like an addictive personality. Yeah. I'd probably be addicted to it.
Oh, gosh.
I'd stay away from that one.
And finally, Ed Sheeran performed in Mumbai over the weekend. You must have seen it come up on a lot of feeds over the weekend. Mm. But this is so cool because Ed Sheeran sang in Punjabi while he was there. And
what?
That's all because the one, the only, Diljit Dosanjh came out on stage and Ed sang his song. Have a listen.
Now, Mumbai, I would like you to make all the noise in the world for Diljit Dosanjh.
That's Diljit. That's Ed.
Oh, wow. Sounds great. Like, how have they found the time to practice that song? You know, because they're going to do it, like, practice beforehand, right?
But yeah, so there was a little bit of a rehearsal because we saw Diljit on stage with Ed. But for Ed to learn a song is easy for him. But to learn the lyrics in a completely different language that he does not understand and nail it is incredible.
Well done, Ed Sheeran. We love you even more now. Hit us with the tag, pretty.
Peace out, home fries. While I was looking at the traffic, I came across this and I was like, ooh. This is a question that I don't know if there's a direct answer to.
Okay.
Have a think about it and then let us know at 0487155544. Would you rather be always stuck in traffic, but always find a perfect parking spot whenever you arrive to your destination?
Always stuck in traffic, but you can always find a parking spot.
Perfect parking spot. Perfect. Right. Not just any, but the perfect parking spot.
Like right by the door.
Yes. Or never hit any traffic, but always take forever to park. Would you rather be always stuck in traffic, but find a perfect parking spot every single time, or never hit any traffic, smooth sailing, but it takes you forever to find a parking spot?
That's a good one.
What would you pick? 0487155544. Rossi.
I'm going to say never be stuck in traffic, but always
take forever to find a parking spot.
Yeah, because what I'd do is I'd just drive to the roof, park it miles away from, you know, like anything else and just walk.
And walk.
Yeah. Like,
I think not finding parking is more frustrating than being stuck in traffic. I think I would do the first one.
Really?
Because then it's like, okay, I know that it's going to take me 40 minutes extra every day and I can plan that. But if you're always going to be stuck looking for parking, you don't know how long it's going to take you. And I feel like that would be more frustrating.
Okay, so you would still the opposite.
You would still have to leave early. So what would you do? 0487155544. I'll say it again. Would you rather be always stuck in traffic but find a perfect parking spot, or never hit any traffic but always take forever to park?
Ruth, what would you do?
I'd rather get stuck in traffic and get a perfect parking spot.
See,
it drives me crazy not being able to park my car. It's so hectic and stressful.
Really?
See? Nope. And I'm currently stuck in traffic, and I have a good parking spot waiting for me, so that's it.
Oh, she's already got the parking spot
See,
sorted out.
See, that's what I mean, because I feel like you can... It's just finding parking is, for me, is so frustrating.
Yeah, no, but we don't we don't have to deal with the traffic, you see. So, like, we're not in the traffic every morning.
But that's not the scenario, Rossi.
Yeah, but, like, I still hate traffic. When I go out in the evening and I'm like, oh, this is what... normal people have to deal with who don't wake up at 4 a.m. Okay, Ruth, so you're going for the traffic. Okay.
What would you rather?
Roxanne, which one would you rather?
I'd rather take the stuck in the traffic than get a perfect fine parking
spot. Okay, that's two.
Roxanne is in for being stuck in the traffic. Who have we got here on line four? Hello, who's this?
Addy.
Hey, mate. What would you rather?
I'd rather have no traffic.
No traffic, but take forever. But take forever to park. Okay, where are you stuck in traffic right now?
On Shakeside.
Shakeside Road. Mm. So you're like, Rossi, skip the traffic, but just take forever to park.
Yeah, I don't mind. Yeah. Yeah.
Give it for valet. You can give your car for valet whenever.
Oh, the Dubai life!
Look at this guy. Archina. Archina? Hi.
Archina.
Archina,
that
sorry.
Is right. Hi. Hi. Hi, Preeti. Hi, Rosie.
Hi, Archina. Okay, what would you rather?
So I'd rather get a perfect parking spot because I drive from Ajman every day, but the idea of having already a perfect parking spot would be really comforting.
Yeah, see, that's
and
what I mean.
Summer's coming as well. I'd rather not walk.
Yeah.
Yeah, suppose like after a long drive, the last thing you want to be doing is looking for
and also like looking for parking can take you anywhere from like 5 minutes to an hour. Mm. You never know.
Oh, yes. I think my longest was like half an hour during Ramzan, you know, after the fasting was over.
Mm. Right, to look for parking.
Yeah.
You see?
Well, you know there's a hack, don't you?
What?
Have you ever seen The Secret? You know, the Secret.
What is this? Is this a conspiracy theory?
No, it's what you do. You picture...
Okay.
You picture the perfect parking spot that you're going to get there. You picture where it is. You picture it in your head. And when you get there, the parking spot is available and free. Like, I tried it once.
And did it work?
Absolutely not.
Yes.
Talking about parking in traffic, aren't we, Pretty?
So would you rather be stuck in traffic every day but be able to find the perfect parking spot or never hit any traffic but take forever to park? The calls are flooding through.
Yeah, Lyndon, what would you choose?
I choose the parking for sure.
See? Parking.
Parking.
Take the traffic, but just get the good parking spot.
I mean, I suppose like if you're sitting in the traffic, you get to listen to us, Lyndon, right?
Yes. Oh, I'm actually listening to you every day.
Aw, oh, thanks, Lyndon.
Thanks, mate. How's things with you, all right?
Oh, not bad, actually. Quite good.
Good weekend?
Oh, beautiful weekend. Thank you. Yeah. And how was yours?
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, found a parking space straight away. It was
just
fantastic.
Just stop it, Rosie.
Abigail, tell us, what would you choose?
The perfect parking spot. It's like a reward after a long drive.
True.
See? Yeah.
You just don't want to have to worry about it. You don't want to stress.
All right.
You know the parking spot's there.
Abigail, give us the lowdown. What mall has got the best parking spots?
Right now, it's Dubai Hills Mall because it's not that busy.
Abigail, don't tell everyone about it.
It's great, Dubai Hills Mall, isn't it? It's
best kept secret.
It's our favorite one. Yeah. Okay, that's a good one. All right, we'll put that down. Abigail, have a great day. Thanks for being on the show.
Bye.
I'm being overrun by ladies in the studio, and it's a good thing, actually. We're having lots of fun this week, aren't we?
We are.
Say you're having fun.
We're having fun. But we were just having a conversation while those songs were playing, and I wanted to bring it on the radio because I think it's actually cute, and I wonder if Rossi does this. Rossi was not paying attention to what we were saying.
He never does.
As usual. So off the radio, I was complimenting Basma's sweater. She's wearing a sweater here, very Harry Styles. There are a bunch of daisies on there. And that's your favorite flower, right?
Yes, it is my favorite flower.
And you said one thing, which I think is so true. You said... your fiancé gave this to you,
yeah.
And you believe it's because he has a one
vision, one track mind.
Yes. So basically, I think men in general, not just him,
yeah,
have this very, like, I wouldn't say narrow, but focused vision. If you tell them, like, about little details, you tell them.
Yeah.
Because I told him my favorite flower is daisy, and now he gets me, like, a daisy necklace. A daisy sweater. Yeah, daisy sweater, a daisy bracelet, daisy perfume, you know?
And everything it's all daisy.
So, like,
which
he
I love. Yeah.
He retains, you're saying men retain very specific, little, but specific information, which I think is actually cute.
So true.
And it's so, like my dad, for example. Mm. If I tell my dad I like something.
Yeah.
There was, like, this snack that I liked, right?
Mm.
He then decided to buy 6 packets of this snack. And now every time he comes, it's been 8 years.
Aww.
He brings the same thing. It's very cute. Yeah. But he's retained that one time I tried it. I don't even know where, whether it was in New York or here. And he was just like, oh, she likes it. I will bring her 10. You know, like they retain that one little piece of information.
True. Yeah.
Same thing happened with me. I told my ex that I like the color yellow. And then everything was yellow. It's so cute, but then everything was yellow. I got a yellow shirt, yellow roses, everything yellow.
Aww.
That's cute.
I do understand what you mean, though, because Liz said that she wanted to go and see the orangutans in Borneo. And then I brought an orangutan home in a nappy, but she wasn't very happy. Big Rossi here, Pretty Malik over there.
Hello.
Nala's in as well. Hi, Nala.
Hello.
You're doing well on the fasting, my mate. You're doing very well. What time are we breaking fast today?
6:32. Sorry,
it's
Nala.
It's gone a minute later,
that
Nala.
It makes a huge difference, right?
Oh, my God. When it's 6, I keep looking at that time, and it goes 6.
What do you do in the 30 minutes before breaking fast? What are you doing?
My helping my mom, and then I don't know, finding anything that's
to kill time
to watch, like, that's long.
Are you like getting the food ready before, you know, like, so as soon as it hits 6:32, for instance, the food is ready to eat,
like heating it up and
that's
having
hard.
It ready to go.
Yeah,
but like, oh, it's so hard though when you're like preparing it and you're like, oh,
Rossi's like, I want to do the taste test.
I'm nearly there. Like, you can't do any of that, right? You can't like lick your fingers.
Nope.
Right? Oh no, wow, are you doing so amazing. Like me and Chris say every year, we're gonna do one day. At least we can do one day.
It's but not that do. Hard. Try it.
Yeah, Adam Adine did it the other day, which is good. So I think
he's young.
Yeah.
He's young and nimble.
It's supposed to be good for your guts, though.
Apparently it's supposed to cleanse everything out, right?
Eddie, who does the show after us, he's in Mecca at the moment, and he posted the video on fasting and how beneficial it is for your body, right?
It is.
You never know. I do have a doctor's appointment later, so let's see.
Another one?
Yeah.
Why?
We'll talk about it in a bit.
Talk about it later. We're going to do a prank call, though. Yesterday was St. Patrick's
Day.
Yes! If you celebrate today, if you're from Ireland or wherever you may be from, America, whatever, we're going to do a classic prank call from Chris Fade. Up next, is she back on social media? She took a break, didn't she?
She's deactivated her Instagram.
She has, because when you search Doja Cat,
it's not there.
Doesn't come
She's
up.
She's over it.
She's done it. She's gone off social
she'll
media.
She'll come back.
Yeah, she will when she's releasing her next album.
Exactly.
Right, here's another prank call right now. Yesterday, St. Patrick's Day, if you celebrated, I hope you had a fantastic day. Sorry. I am, now my mother's side are Irish.
Really? I didn't know that.
My granddad, I could get an Irish passport, I think, by the way, so I won't have to wait in those queues anymore, which is good. Since we left the EU, the queues at passport control are ridiculous now. So
you're like the regular people, Rossi, just like the rest of the world.
I know, yeah. Oh, Nala over there is laughing her head off. Yeah,
this is the best thing ever.
She's just applied for her visa to Italy, haven't you?
Yes, I did.
Did you get it, or did you find out?
4 weeks from now, we will find out. Fingers crossed.
But you're happy.
You two can be in the same line together.
Yeah. You know, every time I pass that line, I look at the people with those passports. No offense, but I go like, ugh. Like, because the line is nothing. And then the other nationalities line is so long. So now you're part of us.
All right, taking a lot of enjoyment in this, actually. So St. Patrick's Day was yesterday. Now, we used to do this thing on the show where Chris would call up a country and pretend to speak their language Now, we've sort of dumped this segment over the years because it doesn't age very well.
But this one in particular was quite funny since it was St. Patrick's Day. He tried to speak Irish Gaelic, right?
Yeah, Irish, yeah, and Gaelic. And I apologise on the nation of
Ireland
because I'm a Hoorahan. My mother was a Hoorahan. So
what's a Hoorahan? Is that
that's a
last
a surname?
Name?
Yeah, so Hoorahan was from Cork. They were from Cork. So
oh.
I am part Irish, if anybody wants to complain on the text line. This is Pretend to Speak the Language. Can Chris Fade last 30 seconds by pretending to speak Irish Gaelic?
Pretend you can speak the language.
All right, it's that time again. We do pretend to speak the language. I personally love doing these.
I love it more than you, Chris.
Okay, no, I love it more than you.
I love it more than you.
Okay, all right, you hang up. Now, listen, the deal is the country that we're going to call this morning is...
Ireland.
Ireland. The deal is I've got to call a country and I've got to keep them on the phone for 30 seconds or more pretending to speak their language. Now, what do they speak in Ireland?
Irish Gaelic.
Irish Gaelic.
Yeah.
So. All right. Well, I'm just going to... My best interpretation of that is coming up in a second.
Oh, no.
It's Pretend to Speak the Language. We're calling Dublin, Ireland. Let's do it.
Don't mention the football.
Good morning, it's Sheridan at Lone, Dan.
Oh, top of the morning. Hey, we're going up to a hotel room, if you don't mind, eh?
Pardon?
I need a hotel room every night if you have got one sitting going up in the dog.
If you got it,
you know, we go to...
Okay.
Yeah. How you been? You been all right?
Oh,
I'm just going around here, but I said, you know, drink with the leprechaun, saying, you know, going up. If you got the room for me now, I'd be dirt per shit.
I'm sorry, I don't understand what you're saying.
Sorry, I don't understand you. What'd you say, mate?
Sorry, now. Can I help?
Yeah, I'd say you got room for night, you know, clean up with my mates and my mates. Go up there, you know, going up back. I got to play rugby, got the football, Euro, you know, get a big room.
You want to book a room for tonight, is it?
Yes, exactly. Sorry, man. I'm trouble understanding you a little bit, you know. I got the Irish show, if you know, if you got to get it going up with the bogs.
I'm sorry. I don't understand a word you're saying.
Sorry, man. I'm just trying hard to find what you're saying there. What you? Hello?
Oh, we did it. We did it. Less over 30 seconds.
How bad was that Irish accent?
I actually thought it was pretty good, no?
It's awful.
It's actually not too bad. There we go. Let's pretend to speak the language, Ireland.
Pretend you can speak the language.
There you go. A segment from 2012 there. Got any complaints? Just call Chris Fade. Blame it on him.
Hollywood.
Glitz and glamour.
Pretty Malik gossip.
It's Pretty Malik's gossip
on Virgin Radio.
Beautiful song there. I love it. Stephen Sanchez. What's going on, Pretty?
So Kate Middleton, everyone's been talking about her. Everyone's been talking about her photo. There have been so many conspiracy theories running around where Kate Middleton has been. She's admitted to photoshopping images. What's going on over here? Are we finally going to hear from her? Mm. Well, a royal source has told the Sunday Times in the UK that Kate Middleton will most likely talk about her health, her recovery, everything that's been going on once she is back to doing her public engagements after Easter. Now, Easter is not this weekend, the weekend after, and that's when she's due to be back out and about doing different public engagements, press, etc. So this royal source is saying that's kind of when the royals are most relaxed, when they're out and about talking to the public. So that's when we're going to hopefully hear what happened
to
Kate.
Either that or they're getting some type of clone ready.
That's what everyone keeps saying.
Ridiculous. No,
oh my gosh.
She's probably just recovering from
operation. She had an abdominal surgery in January.
Mm.
And so we're waiting for Kate. But I also feel like with everything that's happened, you know, Instagram had to put like a flag. You know, they flag certain posts saying
like when COVID happened, right? So like... You're talking about like incorrect information.
Yeah, so they flagged that Mother's Day photo as... inaccurate information. Do you still want to see it? So it's like when it's gone this far, I don't know, maybe just come out, wave it outside the balcony or something. Like just do something.
Yeah, just like one public appearance, you know.
You're like, you're letting it go on for too long. Or just put a statement out to the press.
We want to see you in person.
And just make one statement. That's what I say. But hey, I guess they're chilling and waiting. Lindsay Lohan did this interview with Bustle. Now, she's been doing a lot of press because she just dropped a new movie called Irish Wish.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those like rom-coms. And she was talking about taking a break from Hollywood. And when she took that break from Hollywood, she eventually ended up moving here to Dubai, where she lives full-time with her husband and now baby.
Yep.
She said, I feel like some of my work got overshadowed by the paparazzi and all that kind of stuff when I was younger, and that's kind of annoying. I wish that part didn't happen. I feel like that kind of took a life on its own, so that's why I wanted to disappear. I was like, unless there's no story here, they're not going to focus on just my work. And if you notice, here in the UAE, there are no paparazzi. So I think Lindsay kind of took advantage of that situation, moved here, and I think she's really, really done a good job of kind of coming back into the limelight now. 100%. She is spending a lot more time back in LA because obviously she's doing a lot more work, movies and things like that. But we love Lindsay. She's absolutely amazing.
She's a friend of the show. Yeah, Chris Fade, you know, met her, brought her into the studio. And now she knows all of us. But it's just goes to show what Dubai can do for you. You know, she's met her husband. She's had a baby. She's settled down. And now she's back, you know,
in the
movie business and doing really well. So, well done, Lindsay. We love you.
We love you.
We'll see you soon. What's next?
Oprah Winfrey has revealed the real reason she decided to part way with Weight Watchers after nearly 10 years with them. Now, if you don't know, back in December, Oprah revealed that she was on some sort of a weight loss medication. We don't know if it was Ozempic, Mounjaro. She didn't say, but she's releasing a special called Oprah Shame, Blame, and the Weight Loss Revolution to talk about all of this, right? And she was on Jimmy Kimmel and she was just saying that, you know, Weight Watchers kind of turned themselves into a different direction. I wanted to go in a different direction. And to be honest, no one really talks about obesity as a disease. So she decided to get on a medication after her doctors recommended it. So we're going to hear more about that from there.
Okay.
And finally, Justin Timberlake dropped a brand new album over the weekend. It is called Everything I Thought I Was. And to celebrate, he did an NPR Tiny Desk concert.
I love these.
So here are little snippets from there. First of all, he did Dance With You.
This one, sorry.
Oh, that's Sexy Back.
Oh, this is Sexy Back, sorry. I love these Tiny Desk concerts. They're amazing.
They're so good.
What a great idea.
He's singing through a megaphone.
Yeah, I saw that, Just to get that sound.
It's all live band.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
And then this one is Dance With Me,
How good does that sound?
Rock Your Body.
Sorry, Rock Your Body. Why did I write Dance?
Rock Your Body, Great song. Mixes well into Billie Jean, that one, if you're ever a DJ.
Now,
come on.
If anyone's listened to the album, would love to know your thoughts. I tried looking for that one song, Rossi, that we all wanted.
That old school Justin Timberlake, Timberland feel.
Like this Rock Your Body, Sexy Back vibe. It's not on the album.
It's not there.
But there is some good music on there. Great driving album, I have to say.
Yeah. Just like
it's like the 2020 experience. Like it's just like good R&B,
right?
That kind of vibe.
It's got like sort of a disco R&B.
Some of them are dancey disco songs, but it's got that R&B Memphis kind of vibe. So
let us
album.
Know what you think of the album. 0487155544. Send us a WhatsApp. Hit us with your tag, Pretty.
Peace out, home fries.
Monday is done there, Pretty Malik. You smashed it.
Thank you, you too.
Virgin Radio 104.4, The Chris Fade Show, done for another Monday. We will be back later for the Hour of Power. And then tomorrow we'll be back as well.
I have a question for you. Because I don't really get sunburned. Are you going to go redder?
No, that's it.
This is it.
Yeah.
And then what happens to your skin?
Depends how bad the burning is. If it's like severely burnt, it'll start peeling, but...
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Where is it red, by the way?
All over. Your whole face, your neck, your nose, everything is red. I've never seen you this red.
Honestly?
You are like Santa Claus red.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Let me have a look.
Take care of yourself.
I did put some moisturizer on my forehead, but you do need to take care of yourself,
Please do, Rossi.
It's so tight, the skin.
And now he's just going to stare at himself.
DJ Lobster on the ones and twos. Right, listen, have a great Monday. We'll be back tomorrow. I'm going to do a pub quiz with you tomorrow, I think.
Okay, fun.
To get your brains working. But we'll see you with some awesome prizes and some great music tomorrow from 7.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.